Hello, Audio Boom people. It's Paul Hopkins with Octava 14, day 14. And today we're talking about rare finds and some of the stories behind those rare finds, which is what I'll be doing. Playing some music, of course, as you would expect, like this. So this is what you get when you take some Gregorian chant and get a DJ, an ambient DJ, to mix some tracks to it. The album is called Nine Songs of Ecstasy. The artist was Pilgrimage. It's really hard to find. I think you can find it on YouTube. But this story that comes with this, well, I was in a bookshop that was then called Dylan's. They actually are Waterstones now. And I heard this album being played. It was actually the first track of the three that we're hearing from that album in the store. And I thought, this is amazing. The guy said, yeah, it's a limited edition. Do you want it? I was like, yeah. And here we are.
Thank you.
So that was Pilgrim, Nine Songs of Ecstasy, three tracks taken from that album that was, well, it's almost impossible to find now, I believe. Certainly, as I said, you can possibly find some of the tracks on YouTube, but that's about it. I really wish they'd made another one. It's 20 years old at least. You would never believe it. Talking of something else that's a little bit older, 1985, maybe, no, 7, 1987 I'm going to go for. What you're hearing right now is an album by Alan Parsons Project called Gaudí. Alan Parsons Project, awesome. I was introduced to them some years ago, I have to say. The thing was about this album is that whilst you can find it on iTunes now, when it was available and I wanted to buy it on CD, I could not find it anywhere. So it was one day when I was in Belgium with one of my friends, was in Brussels. I was staying with his sister and their nephew was there. And we were just talking about music and saying, you know, I'd be really good if I could find this and I really like that and like the other. He went out, I didn't know, he'd gone out just doing his thing and then came back. And in a plastic bag, he had this album. Who knows where the road may lead us, only a fool would say. Who knows if we'll meet along the way. Follow the brightest star as far as the brave may dare. What will we find when we get there? La Sagrada Familia, the Holy Family. It's all about Gaudí was the architect that built the cathedral in Barcelona, the La Sagrada Familia.
Rising and falling. senses of strangers keep me from sleep. Guardian angels watch over the deep. A ship that is sailing way out to the sea.
Alan Parsons Project, everyone. I can find myself coming back to them time and time again, whether it's Gaudi, the album there, Gaudi, or whether it's Eye in the Sky, with tracks like Old and Wise and Silence and I on there, whether it's some of their slightly more modern stuff, although they haven't done anything for a while as far as I know. They're just an incredible band. You should definitely, and a project even, definitely worth listening to them. Got one more track that would also be a rare find coming up in just a minute. I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. You can still get it, but you wouldn't find it in the shops or anything like that. I'll speak to you about it in a minute.
Traffic, worry about the radio.
So this is a guy called Jim Fidler. Jim, J-I-M-F-I-D-L-E-R. He's a visually impaired musician. Not that that has anything to do with anything, although I'm sure that visual impairment is part of his story. He's just absolutely incredible. The album is called Midnight Rover. It's at least from 2004. I would imagine you can still get this if you Google Jim Fidler, or, well, that would be the best way to start. Now, he did used to have a podcast as well. I'm not sure if he still has a podcast. I mean, his website might be something like jimfidler.com. He's done several other albums, and this is definitely my favourite. He has reggae influences, along with obviously this, which is sort of Irish and Celtic, and he's from Canada. So any of my Canadian listeners, you may well have heard of him. I'll leave you with the rest of this song. Thanks ever so much for listening to my rare finds. I'll speak to you all soon.